إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ما يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد بن عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يقول ربنا جل وعلا في محكم تنزيل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ويقول أيضا يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا ويقول أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وبعد We give praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, the one who has blessed us with countless of his favors and bounties. And we send salutation on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's final messenger to mankind. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, if we look around at the world today, we would see that the lives of the Muslims in their own country is quite chaotic. And we ask ourselves, what is the solution to this all? And we reflect and we look back, how can we get out of this situation? But my brothers and sisters, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not change the condition of a people until they change that which is within themselves. So my brothers and sisters, we need to change. But how can we do it? How can we make that change? And my brothers and sisters, again, we look back at Islam as a whole, from the beginning. And we see that Islam was prospering when the Muslims were after knowledge, when the Muslims were educating themselves. So my brothers and sisters, we find that knowledge is our way out. We need to educate ourselves. We need to have more Islamic knowledge. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us and He asks a question, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Are those who equal to those who are those equal who knows and those who do not? My brothers and sisters, the answer is no. We accept that someone without knowledge is not equal with one with knowledge. So my brothers and sisters, we need to reflect on our own lives, our own selves. Am I somebody? Am I someone who has a little knowledge about my religion? Remember, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tools. He has given us the tools, and it is us who have to utilize the tool. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, هو الذي أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا. He is the one who has taken out you from the wombs of your mother knowing nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ And He has given you the hearing, the sight, and the heart. The heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this tool. So my brothers and sisters, we need to utilize it. Islam is a religion of knowledge. And from the very base, from the beginning, from the foundation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that great night, the night that changed history, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed those verses, and it speaks about knowledge. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. In those five verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about reading. اقرأ twice, two times. He talked about the pen, which is the means of writing, once, and the word علم twice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in those five verses mentioned about knowledge and its tools, five times, my brothers and sisters, to show us the importance of knowledge. So my brothers and sisters, we can never say that knowledge is insignificant. We can never say that I have too much of knowledge. We can never say that. So my brothers and sisters, let us take hold of ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us great rewards for going after knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He would exalt. He would elevate those who believe among you and those who have been given knowledge. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word darajat here. Darajat is the plural of daraja. And a daraja is a level. Level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the plural. He did not use the singular. So none of us knows how vast is that height, that elevation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would exalt that individual. He used the plural. So it shows the amount of blessings, the amount of rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bestow upon those people. And think about it. Think about this. The world and everything that it contains, every single thing that it contains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask His Rasul to ask for any of it except knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And say, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. That is the only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to seek, to ask Him of. So my brothers and sisters, it is important. Question that many of us may have. What should I learn? What kind of knowledge should I acquire? And the first and foremost is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed. Knowing who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we hear Muslim talking. But do we actually know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with Him? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those who do good actions, those who obey Him, and what He has prepared for those who disobeyed Him? My brothers and sisters, just to reflect on our worldly life. If one of us go to apply for a job, and the person did not disclose to us what he would give us at the end of the day when we work with him. He just said that he would decide, just come and work with me and I would decide. Would we want to work for that individual? No, we would not. We want information. We want knowledge to know what this individual would give us. So, my brothers and sisters, that is causing us not to do the actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. Because we do not know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us. So we need to study and know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us. Knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters. And Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has named a chapter, Al-ilm qabla al-amal. Acquiring knowledge before acting or saying anything. And he used the verse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Know that none is worthy to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to acquire knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, my brothers and sisters, the Quran, this great book that we have amongst us. There are so many Muslims today, that they cannot read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our manual, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us, whoever recites a single word, a single harf, a single letter from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get ashara hasanat, 10 blessings, 10 rewards. Imagine that if I don't know to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I acquire those blessings? How can I get that blessing? Because if I do not know to read, I would not go. There is nothing to push me to recite it. So my brothers and sisters, we see how much we are missing out. And he said, do not say Alif Lam Mim is one, but rather 30 blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given to us. So we see the importance of reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, my brothers and sisters, is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be recited how we wish? No. There are rules. There are rules. And these rules is that all of us need to learn it. Because it is a basic knowledge. It is the basic knowledge. As the Quran was revealed, these rules were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to learn to recite the Quran. And just to reflect back as we are talking about the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many Muslims today, you will hear the name, how the way they pronounce this great name. We hear some Muslims saying Allah. What is Allah? Allah is Alif and Lam basically. Isn't it so? Then some people, they realize there's a Shadda. And they would say Allah. But again, what is Allah? It's Alif and Noon joined with Lam. Again, a question we are asking. The first used for emphasis and the second a question, isn't it so? But the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name, there's a special way. And so many Muslims pronouncing this great name incorrectly. So we see the need for knowledge. Also, my brothers and sisters, among the great knowledge that we need to seek is knowledge about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory upon us. To know the things that we need to do, our everyday living. Remember, my brothers and sisters, that Islam is a way of life. Islam is a way of life. It's not just rituals. We come and we pray when we have the time. Or we come and we stand up in prayer and follow the imam. No, my brothers and sisters, Islam is a way of life. When we get up in the morning, to the time we go to the bed, our entire day has to be governed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul dictate. So Islam is a complete way of life. So we need knowledge how to carry out our daily activities. Take for example prayer. Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Miftahul Jannah Salah. That the key to paradise is prayer. But if I cannot pray my prayer properly, I don't know what to recite, when and how and where, then how can my salah be valid enough to help me, to take me to paradise? And building on salah, we need proper wudu. We need proper wudu. And if I cannot perform my wudu properly, then something is wrong. Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, وَمِفْتَاحُ الصَّلَاةِ الْوُضُوءُ. And the key to salah is wudu. So we need these basic knowledge. Also, my brothers and sisters, among some of the knowledge that we need is how to build qualities, good character in ourselves. How to become a better Muslim? How can I become a better individual in the society that I'm living in? It is by knowledge that I can improve my own self to become a better Muslim and a better member of my society. So we need the knowledge how to become more pious, to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to complete character. He was sent to complete great qualities. And we need to know what are those qualities. Honesty, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person trustworthy. So all these things we need knowledge for. My brothers and sisters, also at the same time, we need knowledge how to get rid of bad actions. We need a knowledge how to get rid of these bad attitude and actions and morals and qualities and characteristics that some of us have. But if we do not know that we have it, if we don't know, have the knowledge about it, we would not know. So my brothers and sisters, these are some of the basic knowledge that we need. And how often when we are in a situation, we know all of our rights. You ask any individual and they would tell you that, oh, these are my rights, these are my rights, these are my rights. Did we ever once reflect and think that as I have rights, I have obligations? I have obligations. How can I know of my obligations? It is by knowledge. It is by knowledge. So, my brothers and sisters, it's a two-way stream. We learn our rights and we give our obligations. We know and we learn our obligations. So we become a more balanced individual. A more balanced individual, because with that knowledge that we have, inshallah, we can become better individuals. Not only better Muslims, because remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lived in a society in Medina where they were non-Muslims. They had rights and they had obligations. So he dealt with them. He dealt with them. So we cannot say that, oh, we are living in a different time. It's not a time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not live among non-Muslims. No, my brothers and sisters, he lived among non-Muslims. So we see how his life, how he treat those people. Similarly, we need to reflect those examples in our lives. So I ask myself and you, don't let us rely on the little knowledge that we have. Don't let us rely on it. Because the knowledge of Islam is very vast. It's huge. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. When the scholars of Islam were after knowledge, they were doctors, they were philosophers, you name it, they were. They were Islamic scholars too. They were faqih and so on. They joined both knowledge together. And Islam was on the top. But the moment we give up going after knowledge, we give up going after knowledge, we see the decline. And we see our situation today. So my brothers and sisters, if we want our situation to change, then we need to start with ourselves. We need to start with ourselves and our families. We need to educate ourselves and our family. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, "Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum an-nar." Save yourself and your family. He did not say save yourself alone. So yourself and your family. So my brothers and sisters, I ask myself and you, let us go after knowledge. Here at the Islamic Institute of Toronto and many centers in the GTA, there are classes. Let us utilize these classes so that we can have better understanding of Islam. We would increase our knowledge. It starts by one step at a time. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that we would not exceed 10 verses. 10 verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we know everything about it. Everything about it. And remember, knowledge. Knowledge. None of us are born a scholar. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ لَا يُولَدُ عَالِمًا إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. No one is born a scholar, but rather knowledge is acquired by learning. By learning. So my brothers and sisters, let us strive and let us strive with ourselves. وَقُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَكْفِرْ مِنْكَ لِذَا فَاسْتَكْفِرْنَهُ وَفِرْ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام وعلمنا الحكمة والإيمان وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد بن عبد الله ورسوله وبعد. My brothers and sisters, the reward for seeking knowledge is tremendous. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, whoever treads a path seeking knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make his path towards paradise easy. We ask anyone, be Muslim or non-Muslim, where do you wish to go after you die? And everyone would say paradise, paradise, paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it easy for us. So think about it, when we are coming out to acquire knowledge, we are getting blessings on our way coming. We are getting blessings. So the rewards are great. Similarly, my brothers and sisters, let us be cautious. Let us be cautious. And don't give our tongue liberty. Because many times, we say things that we have no knowledge about. We say things about which we have no knowledge. Remember I mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the tools to seek knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that He would question those tools. وَلَا تَكْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ هَؤُلَاءِ كَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَسْئُولًا. That do not say that which you have no knowledge about. The sam, the hearing, the sight, and the hearts would be questionable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would question us about it. So let us be careful. If we don't know something, just say that I don't know. It's not a crime. It's not a sin. We will get reward actually for that. And my brothers and sisters, in concluding, so beneficial is knowledge. So rewarding is knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in qata'a amalu ibn Adam illa an thalath. That the actions of the son of Adam when he dies, it's cut off. It stops. Except from three sources. And one of them, ilmu nafi'un yuntafi'u ba'da. That beneficial knowledge he has imparted to others. That knowledge he would continue to receive in his grave. So rewarding is knowledge that even after someone's death, he or she would benefit from the knowledge that he has imparted to others. So my brothers and sisters, let us share even it's a verse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or a hadith from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to someone so that inshallah we can reap the reward even after our death. And let us strive to acquire knowledge. Let us make it a routine. As the brother had mentioned that Ramadan is on our heels. Less than 2 months. If we to recite a few verses, 2-3 verses from the book of Allah, and try to read the English meaning so at least we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. So inshallah, we can acquire a little knowledge. And we start from there inshallah, and we will continue. We ask and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and have mercy upon us. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts and open our hearts to knowledge so that we can become better Muslims and better human beings.
يقول ربنا جل وعلا في محكم التنزيل إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله بعشرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وانعم على عبدك رسولك محمد وعلى الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعد ابي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وسائر اصحابه يا رب العالمين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما اعطيت وقنا واصرفنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فانك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك ولا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا أجمعين واجعلنا من عبادك صالحين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر بغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا كثير يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر لو كانوا تسمعون